Seattle, Washington is a city, as far as the weather's concerned, they're a little backwards. And in Seattle, they have rain at least 365 days of the year, so therefore they don't know anything about the sun. No, that's the truth. And you can see them out there on the beach when it's raining, getting a rain tan, you know, they're out there. And they think the more wrinkled the body, the better you look, you know, really. That's all, you look like a Bruin.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Well, we know it doesn't rain 365 days a year, but it has been raining a lot lately. Nice try, Bill Cosby. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and we're going to talk about the chance of rain in the forecast and about uncertainty in general in forecasting. So, Cliff, what's your prediction for the rainy weekend I hear we're going to have? Should I cancel my picnic that I'd planned?
Put it on Sunday, and I think you'll be okay. Today, we have a few showers floating around, mainly in northwest Washington, but those will fade out pretty much during the early afternoon. A little bit of clouds, you know, maybe a few showers in the mountains, but today won't be a bad day. Temperatures getting up into the mid-50s. Now, tomorrow is the transition day. We'll start okay, partly cloudy, but the clouds will thicken in during the late morning. And during the afternoon, some serious rain will be moving in. So I would say by 5 o'clock, even earlier, it will be raining. So a fairly strong Pacific front moving in, and temperatures only getting up into the mid-50s. So do whatever you're going to do early in the morning. Then the system moves through Saturday night, so it'll rain overnight. And then Sunday will start out with a few showers, but it's going to improve. A ridge is moving in, warmer temperatures flooding in. And so I think Sunday will be pretty decent. Upper 50s, partly cloudy, certainly by the afternoon. So not bad. But then the payoff comes Monday. High pressure builds in, much warmer air over us. And you're not going to believe this, but we're talking about temperatures in the upper 60s, maybe even near 70 in parts of western Washington. So Monday is going to be spectacular. I mean, this is getting kind of depressing. We've seen this over and over again. You know, the weekends have some showers and clouds, and then it gets good on Monday and Tuesday. So this has really been a cycle, and I'm hoping to break it.
So what about April in general? I know we had the rainiest March on record, and April certainly started out with the legendary showers. So what's it looking like for the rest of the month?
I've looked at the latest long-term predictions from various modeling systems, and I can almost guarantee you April is not going to be a repeat of March. In fact, we may end up being drier than normal. You know, we'll get through those showers over this weekend, but after that, you go into middle of next week and next weekend and past that, it looks like we're going to be drier than normal and warmer than normal. And I can see pretty well 1 to 2 weeks out, and it's nothing like last March. April is going to probably end up being near normal or lower than normal in terms of precipitation, and I think we have a good shot at being warmer than normal.
So you said probably, and I know with the shorter-term forecasts, you're pretty certain now that we have tools like the coastal radar helping us see things coming in the hours right ahead of that. But what about these longer-term forecasts? How can you be certain?
Well, the first thing to know about meteorologists and weather prediction is we're never sure. There's always uncertainty. I mean, that's the kind of dark secret that we don't tell people. There's always uncertainty, and that increases with time. The further out in the future, the more uncertain the forecast, which probably doesn't surprise anybody. Our forecast skill has gotten much better, so the first week now, we're actually quite skillful, and we only start losing that in the second week. But increasingly, we're gaining skill the second week, and even sometimes a little beyond. Now, we have some very powerful tools to tell us when we can be more certain and when we can't be. And these tools are called ensembles. And this has to do with how much computer power we have now. So in the old days, we could only do one forecast. We put everything on that one forecast. But now we have enough computer power to do 50, 60, 100 forecasts, each a little different. These are called ensembles. And when the forecasts all give the same solution out that second or third week, then we have some confidence. The uncertainty is less. But when the forecasts are all over the place, our certainty is less. So we have a tool for telling us how certain the forecasts are.
So I'm envisioning like layers and layers of graphs all laid on top of one another.
Well, we're more sophisticated than that. We have statistical techniques to tell us how much these forecasts are agreeing with each other and how that changes in time. We also can look at forecasts from other modeling systems. We have the U.S., we have the European Center, we have the British. So we can look at, let's say, 6 or 10 different independent forecasts and see if they're on the same page. And if they are, we have confidence in the forecast. And if they're not, we don't.
So how do you get probabilities out of this, like, say, the 50% chance of rain?
The exciting thing about these ensembles is we can get probabilities for everything, not just precipitation. So if half the computer models say rain, half say no rain, 50% chance, right? But we can do this with everything. We can give you probabilities for wind, for humidity, for every parameter. That's the exciting thing about the future of forecasting. Ensembles give us probabilities for every parameter.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations where you can also make your pledge for support at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.